definitely not the first podcast featuring a discussion of pop culture and why we think you should like what we like.
You should trust us because we're librarians.
I didn't know you were going to do that. I'm Anna, and I'm weirded out now.
I'm Aline, and it's spooky time.
Every couple of weeks, we're going to get together and chat about a pop culture topic or two, what we think, and how we feel. We'll end the show with our current obsessions. This is episode number 96, Book Buzz Fall 2018, or Fall 2018 Book Buzz, whichever. As we have done several times in the past, we are going to make it so that you are in the room where it happens with us. We go to publisher events where they tell us about books that are going to be coming out that we should be looking out for our library collections and for our own pleasure or informational reading. And we make a list of the ones that caught our eyes. Sometimes they're not the most obvious ones. They're under the radar ones. Sometimes they totally are. Stuff that we think is buzzworthy.
These events are called book buzzes.
Right.
And we are very grateful to the library marketing teams of the various publishers who gather together and host these events and invite librarians to attend them. If you are fortunate to go to library conferences or book expo, there are book buzz events at those, and then this is a fall book buzz that happens in New York that we make a trip to, because with your conferences, you get a lot of spring and summer information, because you've got a conference in January, you've got a conference in March, you've got a conference in June, you've got a conference in May, but then there's not anything until it swings back around to January again. So this is a great time to see fall and winter releases.
Yes, and some spring.
A little bit of spring.
Maybe a lot of spring. So, we are going to move as quickly as we can. And some of us are better at book blurbing than others.
We heard from 22 publishers, and we will mention every publisher as we go. We will have publishers and books linked in the show notes, which, as always, will be comprehensive. And also included in the show notes, if I can, I'm linking to a page where you can sign up for the publishing newsletters.
Right. If you want to hear about these things on your own time in your inbox, each publisher pretty much has their own newsletter that they send out regularly that'll tell you what they're looking forward to. You have the chance to win galleys and see cute dog pictures.
They're really great. You know, they come into my work email and I skim through them and I move along. And it's a good way to just get things in front of your eyes if that is one of your methods of building your reader's advisory arsenal.
You know, I find often that when I'm looking at the shelves a month or two or 3 months after we go to one of these, I am recognizing titles. And if I recognize a title, I'm more likely to be like, oh, maybe this title, when I am standing there with someone who's asked me what they should read next.
My colleague, who went to Book Expo with us, asked how the book buzz was and said to me today that she's really enjoyed seeing things rolling out that she learned about at Book Expo. Just over the course of the summer and fall, she's seeing the releases of a lot of the books that we learned about at book buzzes and other publisher events, and that's been a very gratifying experience for her. And so that's great. I asked her how soon we could start talking to her about going with us again next year.
It's never too soon. I thought we started talking to her about that, like, on the drive home.
We did, but I didn't bring it up again until
just
now.
Yeah. So, we have our books that we're going to be talking about on manually printed pages, which will require some rustling as we change them. So, bear with us. There is a stripy cat hair caught in the keyboard of this computer.
Anna will remove some page rustling if we remember to stop talking when we're rustling pages.
Seems unlikely. Let's get this party started with Workman.
Hi, Annie. The first thing that I noticed on the Workman list was Sugar Run by Mesha Marin. That's coming out in January 2019. And it is Southern fiction. And it turns Southern fiction on its ear. It's featuring women who are as tough or tougher than all the men around them, and features a lesbian. Woohoo! Woo. For fans of Wiley Cash and Ron Rash, it's a debut novel.
I don't know Ron Rash.
He's like Wiley Cash.
Is it like Road Rash?
And John Hart. All of these dudes with single syllable last names. Okay. Rash, Cash, Hart.
Okay. I've got A People's History of Heaven by Mathangi Subramanian coming in March 2019. It is about five best friends, girls who go to school together and live in a slum in Bangalore called Heaven. And it's about love and friendship bursting with color. It sounds interesting.
Okay. Another book that Annie mentioned is nonfiction. It's called The Book of Humans by Adam Rutherford, coming out in March 2019. It's for readers of Sapiens, and it is about how humans are just, they're not so special. They're not the only animals that use tools. They're not the only animals that have sex for fun. That's what caught my attention. Thanks, Annie. But it looks interesting in one of those anthropological, biological, zoological kinds of ways.
So the cover that caught my attention when she was talking was the cover of Courting Mr. Lincoln by Louis Bayard, or Louis Bayard. Coming in April 2019. So you may or may not know that Abraham Lincoln had a BFF named Joshua Speed. So the cover shows a top hat and then another top hat that is draped suggestively on top of the top hat.
It's super suggestive. We'll share a picture.
We'll put a link of it, yeah. A picture in the show notes, but Joshua Speed is always at Lincoln's side, and there has been speculation that, based on their letters, that they were lovers, and I want to know more.
Me too. Is it a novel so that they could go hog wild?
I believe it is a novel, yes.
Excellent. I have been all over these novels about real people that are super hyper-readable.
Set in the 19th and 20th century.
Yes, I'm all over it.
Great. Well, this one has dudes in it.
Dudes are warning. Okay. I like ladies better than dudes, but I could read
about possibly
dudes.
Gay dudes.
Possibly gay dudes, I'm here for.
So another one that I was intrigued by, because it's Australian, is The Van Apfel Girls Are Gone by Felicity McLean, coming out in June. So that one's a long way off, and it's about the summer of 1992, in which the three Van Apfel sisters disappear. And it's told from a remove featuring their surviving friend and her sister. Like, what happened? Where did they go? I don't know.
They're good question. Missing. Next up was source books.
This one I've been seeing a few places, including Book Riot. She, He, They, Me for the Sisters, Misters, and Binary Resistors by Robin Ryle, which is coming in March. A groundbreaking creative new book that explores one of the most important, challenging, and fluid concepts in society today, gender. Now, this is something that your patrons might have some questions about. If they are wondering how to understand, embrace, and intelligently discuss the many sides of gender, I think this would be a good book to add to any public library collection.
Yeah. Also from Sourcebooks in March 2019 is Slay Like a Mother by Catherine Winch. It sounds like it is Brené Brown for moms, which I think has a place in our collections. I'm not a mom. I'm a huge fan of Brené Brown. Catherine Winch is talking about how mothers can crush their never enough mentality and slay every day. And I find that relatable. I think that there are a lot of people who can be too hard on themselves, and there is a whole raft of books out there that can help you understand how that happens and maybe how to help it not happen so much. And I'm also really excited that Sourcebooks Casablanca is bringing out Georgette Hare, the Signature Collection. I feel like Sourcebooks came onto my radar when they were reprinting Georgette Hare books a few years back. And here they come again with some really pretty covers of some of her big titles.
Yeah, do we need to buy them all again? Or are we just going to appreciate them?
I think we might just appreciate them and check the condition of the ones in our library's collections.
Oh, good idea. one of the few romances that we heard about in the book buzz. Book buzzes are generally pretty heavy on literary fiction, some nonfiction, then mystery thriller, then speculative, and then romance. That would be the hierarchy.
Yeah, and very rarely romance.
So one of the romances we did hear about from Sourcebooks is Night Chaser by Amanda Boucher, coming in January. This is the start of a new series for her. It was billed as Robin Hood meets Star Wars, featuring a lady captain and her crew of Robin Hood-like thieves, pursued by a vicious military general who wants them dead or alive.
Here comes the general.
Captain Tess has to decide if she can trust Shade Ganavan, a tall, dark, and arrogant stranger with ambiguous motivations.
Shade.
Anyway, off the charts chemistry.
Okay. Moving on to Sterling. Hi, Chris.
Starting with Lettering, Alphabets, and Artwork by Jay Roeder, coming in April. We like his previous book. We have it on the shelf from the library. Your library over there.
100 Days of Lettering.
And we are always hoping that someday we'll wake up and start making nice letterings in our bullet journals, and his books are going to help when we do that.
Your bullet journaling and crafters and scrapbookers might like it, or you might just like to page through it.
So these are 50 hand-lettered alphabets.
Sterling is always good for crafting books, for cookbooks, for beautiful coffee table books on various topics. And coming in April 2019, there are some magic books, including Love Magic with a K and Protection Magic with a K. These are perennially popular topics in public libraries, and you might want to check them out. I myself am really looking forward to Black Panther Psychology, coming in June 2019. We have two Black Panthers that live in our house. We are great fans of Black Panther, the film franchise, and we look forward to seeing how to run the world using Black Panther magic.
I am looking forward to How to Houseplant, A Beginner's Guide to Making and Keeping Plant Friends, because I always think of my plants as friends. Heather Rodino has written this, and it's coming out in April, and it's a guide to growing and caring for the top 50 houseplants.
The top 50.
So if you were like, I have a spider plant now, which I am, because you got us a spider plant, you might be thinking, what should I do to make my spider plant happy? Should I sing to it? How often should I water it? Stuff like that. This sounds like a good basic care guide. Also good for your general library collection.
Great.
I love plants.
On to Harlequin.
Hey, Harlequin.
Hi, Lynette. The first one that is on this Harlequin list comes out in March, and it's called Beautiful Bad by Annie Ward. The tagline is, the perfect marriage leads to the perfect crime. It is characterized as unputdownable. I have a patron who I will give my advanced reader copies that I believe will interest her. She's a fan of horror and thrillers and girl, woman, lady, unreliable narrator books.
Well, she's had a great couple of years then.
It's been a great run for her. And she read this and she brought it back to me. And she said, honey, this was great.
Great.
She calls me honey. It's very sweet.
Speaking of honey.
I set you up for that.
The next book I have from Park Row, which is a subsidiary here of Harlequin.
Beautiful Bad is also from Park Row.
Is The Honey Bus, a memoir of lost courage and a girl saved by bees, by Meredith May, coming in April. It was buzzed as, get it?
I see what you did there.
As a read-alike for people who like H's for Hawk and memoirs about someone whose life has been touched by a particular subset of nature. And this is about Meredith ending up in the care of her grandfather at 5 years old and how they formed a bond, and how he kept honeybees in an old rusty bus in the yard. So it sounds like one of those memoirs that's going to, like, catch the imagination and have people that you wouldn't ordinarily think of as liking memoirs reading it. That's how it comes across.
Great. I have an affinity for memoirs of late.
Memoirs and costume dramas.
Indeed. More on that later.
I am a sucker for time travel fiction. So Here and Now and Then by Mike Chen is coming from Mira in January. And it's about a guy who's a time traveler who is stranded in a separate time and is there for 18 years and starts a whole new family. And then he has to go back to his original time, but his daughter is separated from him. And so can he stay connected to both of his lives? And will his attempt to stay connected destroy history? How can he save his daughter? I would like to know.
I have no idea.
The Lost Girls of Paris by Pam Genoff, coming in February from Park Row, is about three women and a ring of female spies during World War II.
Pam Genoff wrote The Orphan's Tale, and my notes say that this is for fans of the Alice Network and Lilac Girls, of whom I am one. With whom I am one.
Of whom
I am one. Of whom I am one.
I have become one.
I loved the Lilac Girls.
You did. More on that later.
More on that later.
And this last one really caught my attention.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I already recommended it to your coworker.
You did?
I did. The Lady from the Black Lagoon, Hollywood Monsters, and the Lost Legacy of Millicent Patrick by Mallory O'Meara, coming in March from Hanover Square. So, Millicent Patrick was one of Disney's first female animators and the only woman in history to create one of Hollywood's classic movie monsters, presumably the creature from the Black Lagoon. But they don't actually say it in this blurb.
Although this book inspired The Shape of Water.
But The Shape of Water had interesting stylistic elements that we liked.
It did. And the fish man was the creature from the Black Lagoon.
So, I am curious to know about the forgotten feminist trailblazer who is being restored to her rightful place in film history. And also, I'm going to be annoyed by the fact that her legacy was erased because Hollywood is the same as it ever was.
Indeed. On to Soho, who didn't have a handout. Hey, bring handouts to your book buzzes, publishers.
It makes it easier to reconstruct later.
Yep. I loved, loved, loved The Widows of Malabar Hill by Sujata Massey, which came out last year. And the second one in this series of Pervine Mystery Mysteries, The Satipur Moonstone, is coming out in February 2019. It is another novel where Pervine Mystery, India's only female lawyer, is solving crimes in 1920s Bombay. These are atmospheric and lush and beautiful and descriptive and have all kinds of cultural information that I found very illuminating.
This sounds interesting because she's leaving Bombay and going to a separate kingdom where there's a Maharaja.
Awesome.
Who dies of a sudden illness.
Of course they do.
Could it be foul play?
There's no way to know.
There is no way to know. I am interested in this series that I learned about by Stephen Mac Jones. I didn't know about the first one, but I could easily go back and read it.
Since my colleague loved it.
Really?
Yes.
The first one was August Snow, and the second one, called Lives Laid Away, is being published in January. When the body of an anonymous young Hispanic woman dressed as Queen Marie Antoinette is dredged from the Detroit River, the Detroit Police Department wants the case closed out fast. So August Snow is a former police detective who is still policing the Detroit community that he loves. So I am into that. He's just not going to let it go.
Okay.
On to our friends at Macmillan.
Yay! I get mail from Macmillan regularly, and so I was looking at the list of things they were buzzing, and I was like, hey, I've seen all of these, which was really helpful. One that was not on this particular list, but is coming out from Forge in April 2019, is They All Fall Down by Rachel Housel Hall. She is the author of the four Detective Eloise Lou Norton mysteries that are set in Los Angeles, and this is a standalone novel, a surprise invitation to a luxurious private island. Seven strangers, each harboring a secret. Odd accidents stir suspicion as one by one they all fall down.
That sounds very Agatha Christie.
That's what it says in the blurb, that it's very Agatha Christie-esque. And on this galley, our good friend Robin Bradford is blurbed.
Hey, great.
So that's exciting. So look for that. She is a good writer, and we like her. Also coming in January 2019 from Flatiron is At the Wolf's Table by Rosella Postorino. It's in translation. It was originally written in Italian, and it is about a young woman who becomes one of Hitler's food testers. Tasters. Food
really?
Tasters.
That's interesting.
Yes, and my advanced reader read it. She'll read anything. My advanced reader who reads horror and thrillers read this one.
It's really nice to have someone who will read anything.
Yeah, well, and she comes back and tells me, this was terrible, I didn't finish it, it was just so self-indulgent, and, you know, she's great. But this particular book, At the Wolf's Table, she said was wonderful, and she was really engaged by it. And so I carry that forward into my purchasing decisions and my suggesting.
The City in the Middle of the Night is the next from Charlie Jane Anders, coming in February. It is science fiction, set on a planet that has never-changing zones of day and night. And the concept is such that I'm interested. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but that's how science fiction works sometimes. I am super interested in The Lost Man by Jane Harper. I like, again, Australian. Coming in February, it is a standalone, is not part of her Aaron Fox series. But it is about two brothers who meet at the border of their vast cattle properties under the unrelenting sun of outback Queensland in this stunning new standalone novel. Anyway, doesn't matter. I will listen to it. Don't care what the plot is.
As long as it's got an Australian reader.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. The next one on my list is Miracle Creek by Angie Kim, coming in April. It is a literary courtroom drama about a Korean immigrant family and a young single mother accused of murdering her 8-year-old autistic son. So basically, this couple runs a medical treatment device in their backyard, and it explodes, killing two people. And so the question is, what happened? Who is responsible? So it's like a courtroom drama thing? / mystery? I'm intrigued. You got any more Macmillans?
I don't. I think that I have tweeted about all of them.
You have. So catch up on Eileen's Twitter feed.
Next we have NYRB, New York Review Books. They are publishers of re-releases and old things that you've never heard of that are really interesting. And I have a colleague who loves them. So the very first work of contemporary fiction ever released by NYRB.
That
is...
sounds so typical.
Yes, is Friend of My Youth by Amit Chaudhry. And in it, a novelist by the name of the novelist visits his childhood home of Bombay in the aftermath of the 2008 terrorist attacks. It is about geographical, historical, and personal change. I handed it over to my colleague, who's a great fan of NYRB, and I will report back on what he has to share. The next item that I also gave to my colleague is Negrophobia, an Urban Parable by Darius James, coming in February 2019. Friend of My Youth is also coming in February 2019. And Negrophobia is a novel in screenplay form, and it is not for the faint of heart, which I look forward to learning more about. It is a wild, nonstop phantasmagoria, and it's highly recommended. Okay, next we have Norton. Hi, Golda! Golda also sends us books that we sometimes hear about before the book buzz, and we're grateful for that. First listed is House of Stone by Navuyo Rosa Chuma, coming in January 2019. What Golda said was Viet Thanh Nguyen loved it. It is set in Zimbabwe and spans 50 tumultuous years. It's an inventive and darkly humorous novel about cuckoos in the family nest and the murderer's need to belong.
Okay,
I'm into that. Yeah. Bursting with wit, rage, and seduction. Okay.
So, the death of Rhodesia and the birth of modern Zimbabwe is interesting.
It is an interesting interval.
An interesting time.
In history.
That Time I Loved You, Stories by Carrie Ann Long. It's coming from Live Right in February. I believe that she is Canadian. and her stories feature characters sharing a shiny new subdivision in 1970s Toronto. For fans of Celeste Ng, Tayari Jones, and Olive Kittredge.
Okay. Next, I circled this, it looks like, 8 times when Golda was telling us about it. It's Love and Resistance, Out of the Closet into the Stonewall Era. And it is LGBT history that seems to include and possibly even foreground women.
And
which
photographs.
Is not always common. It is a photographic work. They are drawn from the New York Public Library's archive. And this will be accompanied by an exhibition at the New York Public Library in the spring. So I hope it is going on when we are in New York.
Greek to Me, Adventures of the Comic Queen is the next book by Mary Morris.
Yay!
Mary Norris.
Yay!
Coming in April. It's a follow-up to Between You and Me, in which she convinces the New Yorker to pay for her to study ancient Greek.
Clever thing.
And she goes to Greece and explains how the alphabet originated in Greece, makes the case for Athena as a feminist icon. Yeah.
Here for
and
it.
And reveals the surprising ways Greek helped form English. I'm into it. I like language history things. I wonder if my dad would be interested or not.
Did we give him Between You and Me? There's another book in our pile that we can give him.
The plot of Sounds Like Titanic, : a memoir by Jessica
Kichihito Hindman.
Coming out in February is that a young woman leaves Appalachia for a life of a classical musician and ends up in a professional ensemble where she is basically going through the motions as music is playing through the microphones that they are not producing.
Nice.
And the mastermind behind the scheme is a peculiar and mysterious figure known as the Composer, who is gaslighting his audiences with music that sounds suspiciously like the Titanic soundtrack. So, again, this doesn't seem like a memoir, it seems more like fiction, but apparently it all happened.
And at the Book Buzzes, our publisher friends are only given a set amount of time to talk about books, and they often have more books to talk about than they have time to get to. And so Golda's handout had a lot of really delicious stuff after the cutoff of where she had time to talk. And one that caught my eye is Ancient Magic, A Practitioner's Guide to the Supernatural in Greece and Rome by Philip Machek. And it says it's an accessible historical exploration of the methods and motivations behind using magic in ancient Greece and Rome. This is coming out from Thames and Hudson in March 2019, and I'm into it.
Patrons are always into books about magic.
They are.
Moving on to HarperCollins, The 7 or 8 Deaths of Stella Fortuna. I am curious about the discrepancy there. By Juliet Grahams, coming out in May. Now, Juliet is editor over at Soho.
Yep.
And it's exciting that she has a book coming out.
And it sounds like a good book, too.
She is very kind and generous at sending books, so we want her to succeed. This is a story about an Italian family that immigrates to America, and Stella and her baby sister must come of age side by side in a hostile new world with strict expectations for each of them. Soon, Stella learns that her survival is worthless without the one thing her family will deny her at any cost, her independence. So the story is told from a remove in present-day Connecticut in an attempt to understand why the elderly Stella and Tina don't get along. So that sounds interesting. I am super, super psyched for The Kingdom of Copper, which is the follow-up by S.A. Chakraborty, coming in January to City of Brass. It has a great cover, and it follows the adventures of Nari, and has Prince Ali, mighty as he, who has found out that he's like a water djinn, and Dara, who has maybe been killed but is probably still alive and in being in great torment, as that is what he did most of the previous book. So anyway, I'm at a loss for words. Just very excited here.
That's great.
Everything's fine.
While Anna pulls herself together, I'll tell you about a couple that caught my eye. We've already said that a couple of things were for fans of the Alice Network. Well, the author of the Alice Network, Kate Quinn, has The Huntress coming out in February 2019. It's a historical novel about a battle-haunted English journalist and a Russian female bomber pilot
okay.
to join forces to
They're
track...
They're not both ladies, are they?
The Huntress, yes. A Nazi war criminal gone to ground in America. I think that they're ladies. Well, they're hunting a lady. And another one that caught my eye is American Duchess, a novel of Consuelo Vanderbilt, coming from Karen Harper in February 2019. Now, I just read That Churchill Woman by Stephanie Barron, she of Jane and the Unpleasantness at Scargrave Manor. And then I started reading A Well-Behaved Woman by Therese Ann Fowler, author of Z, a novel of Zelda Fitzgerald. So I am on this huge kick of novels about real women in the Gilded Age, Victorian period, sort of as the world is just coming into the modern era. And they're fascinating and interesting, and I appreciate the fictionalization because reality doesn't matter that much to me, but I also really appreciate the realistic setting and the research that is done. Often these authors include an author's note that tells you what they departed from the record for and what they found for reals, and I am here for it.
Yeah, I would like several paragraphs of author's note, please. I am also very excited, but hopefully more articulate, about 99% Mine by Sally Thorne, who is Australian, I believe.
Surprise!
Coming in January, it is a romance. The Hating Game was her previous book, if you've heard of that. It's a very striking cover, and so does 99% Mine. And the story is about Darcy, who is in love with her brother's best friend, and lives in a tiny cottage that she and her brother inherited from her grandmother, and her brother wants to fix it up and sell it, and he sends the best friend to do the contracting work, and so they are living in this small cottage together. I am for it.
Hot Arctic Nights.
Hot Arctic Nights. Bloomsbury is bringing us in what looks like a very interesting collection that I already put in my cart at work. It's called A Bound Woman is a Dangerous Thing, The Incarceration of African American Women from Harriet Tubman to Sandra Bland. This is like a difficult to classify, but it is like nonfiction in verse is the best way I can describe it. And it's something that I think my patrons will be interested in, and I myself am also interested in it. So I have already made an effort to purchase it.
A purchasing decision has been made.
Purchasing decision has been made. I just recently submitted my review for The Priory of the Orange Tree, which I talked about a few episodes ago as my obsession. It is a feminist fantasy featuring lady wizards, lady knights, queens, and dragons. A lot of dragons. Everyone should read it if they like fantasy.
And you'll be reading it for a good long time.
It's a big
because
one.
It is a giant book.
It's a large one.
Also coming from Bloomsbury in March 2019 is Long Live the Tribe of Fatherless Girls by T. Kira Madden. It is a memoir, and it is from the point of view, from the era of, a queer biracial teenager, which I will add it to a variety of lists. I am a fan of the memoir. And also, Holy Lands by Amanda S. Thurs is an epistolary novel about a family who is maintaining their connection by writing letters to each other.
We are for everything epistolary.
We are for everything epistolary. This is set in the now, and this family is like, we're not emailing each other, we're going to write each other letters. And they're wacky, and there will be a film adaptation starring James Caan and Rosanna Arquette coming in January 2019.
Great. It has a weird cover with dancing pigs on it, which I'm not sure how that relates to the story, but I'm curious to find out. Next up is National Geographic. I am particularly interested in ancient Egypt, and one of the books they talked about was When Women Ruled the World. I'm also very interested in women ruling the world. When Women Rule the World, Six Queens of Egypt by Kara Cooney, coming in November. So she's talking about six female pharaohs, from Hatshepsut to Cleopatra, and also talking about female power and the reasons it has seldom been allowed through the ages and why we should care. So relevant to our current interests.
Yes. Also available now from National Geographic. This was one that I thought looked pretty good. It's All Over the Map, A Cartographic Odyssey. It's by Betsy Mason and Greg Miller, and it's based on their National Geographic blog. And it is about maps and how maps came to be and how maps shaped the way we rule the world. How maps shape the way we see the world and view the world from our place in the world. And we are fans of maps here.
We should put a hold on that.
We should get our hands on it. And so look for that from National Geographic.
We're always interested in what Quirk Books is doing.
Yes, we are.
Because they are quirky. And so are we. And this is apparently a follow-up to an earlier book, which I may have vaguely remembered. But Find Momo Across Europe by Andrew Knapp, coming in February. Andrew Knapp takes pictures of Momo, his dog. And Momo is not easily findable. And you can sit on the couch with your child and find Momo, or you can just enjoy the pictures of Europe.
Momo is a border collie, which is a good kind of dog.
They also have a humorous memoir called Race Me in a Lobster Suit, Absurd Internet Ads and the Real Conversations That Followed by Kelly Mann, coming in March. So this memoir, or whatever you want to call it, essays, this experiment sounds super now. It's very gig economy. It's very, let's find out what happens. So this author posted absurd gig ads online and shares the conversation she had with the brave souls who wanted the job. For example, a plea for crustacean-themed racing partners, a weekend gig watching a haunted house, and seeking someone to dress as a giant tarantula to help reenact nightmares. I like a wacky impulse carried all the way past completion. That's what this sounds like.
Also coming from Quirk next summer, so not until July, is We Are Here Forever by Michelle Gish. It is kid-friendly, and it's for fans of Adventure Time, Steven Universe, and the films of Hayao Miyazaki. It looks cute. It's got purple creatures who have taken over the Earth, and we don't know what's happened to the humans. It is... Michelle Gish is a webcomic artist.
Coming from Ingram, which is a collator of different presses, how would you describe them?
Yeah. Hi, Elenita. Ingram is where we buy a lot of books for our libraries, and they also do promotion and distribution for some small independent publishers through themselves, and those are the titles that Elenita shares with us.
One of these titles is already out, came out in September, but I have been interested in it for several months, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. It's called Hashtag Fashion Victim by Amina Akhtar, and I'm just going to read the blurb. Fashion editor Anya St. Clair is on the verge of greatness. Her wardrobe is to die for. Her social media is killer. And her career path is littered with the bodies of anyone who got in her way. She's worked hard to get where she is, but she doesn't have everything. Not like Sarah Taft. Anya's obsession sits one desk away. Beautiful, stylish, and rich. She was born to be a fashion world icon. From her beach wave blonde hair to her on-trend nail art, she's a walking editorial spread. And Anya wants to be her friend. Her best friend. Her only friend. But when Sarah becomes her top competition for a promotion, Anya's plan to win her friendship goes into overdrive. In order to beat Sarah, she'll have to become her. Friendly competition may be turn fatal, but as they say in fashion, one day you're in, and the next day you're dead.
Well, okay then. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The Atlas of Reds and Blues by Devi S. Laskar is coming in February from Counterpoint. It is about a police raid on the house of second-generation immigrants, and it's drawn from a true story, and it talks about basically the state of our nation today, and it looks like it's going to be an uneasy read, but one that's important to think about.
It's a debut novel, and it's drawing from the author's own experience of a raid on her home.
Another time travel book.
I love time travel, too.
The Psychology of Time Travel by Kate Mascarenhas, coming in February. which says it's perfect for fans of Naomi Alderman's The Power and Hidden Figures. It is about the four female scientists that worked together in 1967 to build the world's first time machine. And what happens 50 years later? You have me sold on women creating time travel.
Also coming out from Anansi International in March 2019 is The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart by Holly Ringland. This has a beautiful cover, and each chapter is a flower, and it is set in Australia. So Anna might want to get the audiobook and listen to it.
Coming from Melville House is a reprint of a Victorian treatise called The Philosophy of Beards by Thomas S. Gowing. It's coming out in a few days, probably. Melville House was a little cagey about the release date, but it's supposed to be in October. There are two things to know about this. So the author makes a strong case for the universal wearing of beards as a symbol of manly distinction, and that clean-shaven men are effeminate, is the argument of the author. So I don't hold with that division of the sexes and effeminate being a slur, for example, but I assume there's going to be some of that. But I do think men look better with beards.
And reminder, as Anna said, this is a reprint of a Victorian treatise. It is not coming from a 21st century sensibility.
When I tweeted about this title, I got a lot of interest. So I feel like this is going to be one of those gag titles that you get for your dad who has a beard or something. You have a hipster brother. Here you go, hipster brother. You know, as long as the men reading it take it with a grain of salt, I think we'll all be fine.
Yep.
I'm also interested in The University of Nike, How Corporate Cash Bought American Higher Education by Joshua Hunt. It's also coming out this month. In the 90s, I believe the University of Oregon lost a lot of its money. And so in return for Nike's big bucks, they basically sold themselves to Nike so that they could keep running their school. So this is a story about that, and I think it has a lot to say about where we're going vis-a-vis corporations and sports. And it's not good. This is one that I've already, again, added to my cart because I think it'll be of interest to my patrons.
Melville House also gave us some good news that they will be expanding their last interview series to include some women. Yay! And the grand finale of the Trainspotting arc by Irvine Welsh called Dead Men's Trousers is coming out in February 2019. You may have fans. You may be a fan yourself. I think if they have a reader, do it with a Scottish accent. We'll be there for it.
What do you mean? Moving on to Beacon Press, Women Warriors and Unexpected History by Pamela D. Toller, coming in February 2019. It's not unexpected to me. I knew that women have fought in battles from the beginning of time, but I like to have some specific examples. So, from Vikings and African queens to cross-dressing military doctors and World War II fashion fighter pilots, these are the stories of women for whom battle was not a metaphor. For it,
if you don't know about it already, you should know about White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism by Robin DiAngelo. It is available now from Beacon. If you don't have it in your library, you should have it in your library. It's a New York Times bestseller, and it speaks clearly and meaningfully about white people and racism and fragility.
I feel like it's important for white librarians to read, especially.
Yeah. And I also made note of Memes to Movements, How the World's Most Viral Media is Changing Social Protest and Power by An Chao Mina, coming out in January 2019. It is a shiny book with a kitten and a rainbow on the front of it, and it is talking about the way the internet gets us moving about things that we care about and how that's been a shift. And it looks really interesting in a sort of social media, social science kind of way.
Moving on to Other Press, The Hundred Wells of Salaga by Aisha Haruna Atta is coming in February. It is set in pre-colonial Ghana.
Wow.
It's by a Ghanaian author, and it's about two women, Amina, who is brutally separated from her home, and Wurche, the willful daughter of a chief, and how their lives converge. So, for fans of Homegoing is the obvious comparison here, but I think it might have some legs as well. Oh, and Things Fall Apart.
In keeping with my interest in fictional biographies and fictionalized stories and novels about real people, Life of David Hockney by Catherine Cousette is a compelling hybrid of novel and biography. It's coming out in May 2019. It is also a slim volume. I am interested in...
Slim volumes.
I'm interested in slim volumes. I like that too. When I was spending some quality time at the Met in the 90s, I have no idea if it's still arranged this way, but there used to be this amazing Hockney of a flower in a vase at the end of a long hallway at the Met, and it was lit as it was this light at the end of the tunnel as you were going into the contemporary wing, and I loved it, and it was really compelling, and it might still be there. It seems like I pointed it out to someone sometime in this century, and...
This century...
And I'm interested in his beautiful paintings of swimming pools. Maybe just that aqua color is very, very engaging for me. And I'm interested in this one.
Moving on to Penguin Random House, the giant conglomerate.
They hosted the Book Buzz, and we are grateful for their hospitality.
Black Leopard, Red Wolf by Marlon James is coming out in February. This is a... speculative fiction work by the author who wrote A Brief History of Seven Killings, and it is about, I believe it's the first in a trilogy, and it is about a hodgepodge band that includes a shape-shifting man-animal known as Leopard.
Can we call it a manimal?
We can.
Do you remember that TV show?
No.
It was a shapeshifter.
Okay.
Crime fighter.
You're...
called Manimal.
Taking us off track, they are working on tracking down a mysterious boy who disappeared 3 years earlier, and people are trying to stop them from doing this. And so I'm not sure about much like the Charlie Jane Anders. I'm not sure about much, but I think it's going to be interesting, and I saw at least one blurb that said, quote, an African Game of Thrones.
Well, and I saw... vast interest in the galley, and one of our internet friends was just delirious with joy upon receipt of it, and we have a galley of it that we're going to have to take a look at before we give it away.
Yes. The Care and Feeding of Ravenously Hungry Girls is both a great cover and a great title. It's by Anissa Gray, and it's coming in February. And it's billed as The Mothers Meets an American Marriage in a dazzling debut. So there are three sisters, and the eldest sister and her husband are suddenly arrested, and the two younger sisters have to take care of their sister's teenage daughters while they try and figure out what the heck is going on. It sounds like an interesting story about family.
As we were waiting to be let in to the Book Buzz, we were... early arrivals, and so we were sitting in the lobby of the Penguin Random House building, and our friend Kelly was walking in because she was one of the hosts, and she was coming in for her day at work, and she had her book in her arms, and she was clutching it to her chest. I couldn't see the title of it, but I saw a whisper of the font and said, "What are you reading?" And she was holding in her hand Lost Roses by Martha Hall Kelly, which is the follow-up to The Lilac Girls, which I loved, loved, loved. And I was very excited to see that Kelly had it, and I was setting about figuring out how to get my hands on a copy of it, because they did not have them for distribution at the Buzz. Before we even went inside, I emailed my editor at Booklist and said, Martha Hall Kelly has a new book coming out. Can I review it? And so look for my review in Booklist. It is... a sweeping new novel set a generation earlier and also inspired by true events, featuring Caroline Faraday's mother, Eliza. Caroline Faraday is one of the characters in The Lilac Girls. So, still going with the historical fiction based on real people.
I think it's not just you that likes this. I mean, this is generally appealing to many of our patrons, especially middle-aged lady patrons.
Yes, and I am a middle-aged lady.
And Lost Roses is, my prediction, going to be hot, hot, hot.
Oh, good. So you're right. It's not just me. They wouldn't be publishing this stuff if it was just me. It would be just me noodling around Wikipedia looking for the juicy bits.
Right.
So I do appreciate when a historical fiction author focuses on the juicy bits. Lost Roses is coming in April 2019, so you have to wait a little while. Also coming in April 2019, woo! Southern Lady Code, more essays by Helen Ellis, our beloved American housewife. She is at the Twitter handle What I Do All Day. She is fabulous and wonderful and hilarious, and she plays poker, and she has two cats. It says, this is a fiercely funny collection of essays on marriage and manners, thank you notes in three ways, ghosts, gunshots, and gynecology, and the Calgon-scented, onion-dipped, monogrammed art of living as a Southern lady. If you follow her on Twitter, she tells you Southern Lady Code. You know,
here we go. Say weathered instead of she looks like a cake left out in the rain. Say early developed instead of brace face and B cups. I had no idea.
She says things like, she's a unique personality as Southern Lady Code for run and hide and other such things. I just made that one up, so I'm sure she's much more clever than I am.
That sounds about right, though.
I was raised by a Southern lady of a slightly different brand than Helen Ellis's Southern lady, and my Southern lady mom is sister to three other Southern ladies, so I have a little bit of context, but she does it better.
Oh.
Well, she's my age, so she does it newer.
Right. It's fresher. Moving on to Hachette. I'm very excited by How Long Till Black Future Month, stories by N.K. Jemisin.
Woo!
Back-to-back-to-back Hugo winner.
Back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
Soon back-to-back-to-back-to-back, you never know. It's the first story collection, and I'm very excited to see what this is all about. We have an early copy. I guess we'll probably give it away, though.
Well, we could hang on to it and read it if you wanted to.
I think we have more than one. In this household, we are super behind Soccer Women, which is apparently one word.
Okay.
The Icons, Rebels, Stars, and Trailblazers Who Transformed the Beautiful Game by Gemma Clark, coming in April.
My coworker who buys the sports books saw your tweet and is also super excited.
I already put it in my cart.
Good on ya.
We're talking about women's soccer. We're talking about Mia Hamm. We're talking about Marta. We're talking about the women who are survivors, campaigners, political advocates, feminists, LGBTQ activists, working moms, staunch opponents of racial discrimination, and inspirational role models for many. Based on original interviews with over 50 current and former players and coaches.
Coming in February 2019 from Little Brown is The Age of Light by Whitney Scherer. Hey, guess what?
It's about a historical lady.
Come on. Affair with Man Ray. Oh, so okay. It's set in Paris in the 1930s, about the love story between Vogue model turned photographer Lee Miller and the artist Man Ray. So, cool. Interesting.
Sexy bits.
I hope there's some saucy bits. And it is tailor-made for me.
Tailor-made for your mystery thriller readers is Dark Sacred Night, the newest from Michael Connelly, coming this month. It's the second featuring LAPD Detective Renee Ballard.
Yay!
But it also is a crossover with Harry Bosch.
Woohoo!
So, I don't know if this is trying to get Bosch people to read Renee Ballard books or what, but we're happy. We will listen to the audiobook featuring
Shane
from The L Word.
Kate Monig.
Thank you. Whose real name is...
So Michael Connelly has crossed over Mickey Haller and Harry Bosch before.
Yes.
They are intersectional in his universe.
Well, now he's crossing over Ballard and Bosch.
Our dear Melissa of Hachette Library told us off the cuff that Harlan Coben kills a character in his new book. I don't have the title of it because it's not on the flyer, and that's okay, but I've got my eye on you, Harlan. You know, I had a parting of the ways with Elizabeth George when she killed off somebody that I didn't approve of. And I'm going to keep an eye on Harlan. And also, coming out right now, it may be out already, Shade, A Tale of Two Presidents by Pete Souza.
You love Pete Souza.
I love Pete Souza's Instagram. I love the juxtaposition of the time that he spends plucking a photo from his archives in contrast to things that are going on in the day-to-day of America these days. And he's written a book where he is committing it all to paper for real and forever. He has a great sense of humor. He loves President Obama's legacy of good humor and nature, and I appreciate that.
Coming from Simon and Schuster, in March is Queenie by Candace Carty Williams. A Bridget Jones's Diary meets Americana.
Okay.
So a 25-year-old Jamaican-British woman living in London who has a messy breakup with her white boyfriend and goes looking for love in all the wrong places. And in the process, explores what it means to be a modern woman searching for meaning in today's world.
All right. Also, coming in April from Simon & Schuster is I Miss You When I Blink by Mary Laura Philpott. Mary Laura Philpott is an acclaimed essayist and bookseller, and this is a memoir in essays about what happened after she checked off all the boxes on her successful life's to-do list and realized she might need to reinvent the list and herself.
Did she move across the country and shack up with a lady?
I don't know yet, but all I wrote next to this description was, ouch. So I like a memoir. I like a woman turning her life on end. I like
me too.
Midlife action. I don't know if she's in midlife or not, but there you go. I have that on my list.
Okay, coming soon from Grove Atlantic, The Bird King by G. Willow Wilson, author of Ms. Marvel. That's coming out in March. It's the story of Fatima, a concubine in the royal court of Granada, the last emirate of Muslim Spain, and her dearest friend Hassan, the palace mapmaker. Hassan can draw maps of places he's never seen and bend the shape of reality. But when representatives of the newly formed Spanish monarchy arrive to negotiate the Sultan's surrender, Fatima befriends one of the women, not realizing that she will see Hassan's gift as sorcery and a threat to Christian Spanish rule. With their freedoms at stake, what will Fatima risk to save Hassan and escape the palace walls? Historical fantasy is one of my weaknesses, strengths,
jams.
And I can see that this is probably going to be very appealing and purchased by most public libraries, as G. Willow Wilson is hot, hot, hot right now. I have also already put in the cart Big Week, the biggest air battle of World War II by James Holland. It's coming next month in November. World War II books are always popular in my library.
They're always popular in lots of libraries.
This one got a Kirkus star.
Ooh.
So,
our dear friend Val McDermid has come back with Karen Peary in Broken Ground, which is coming out in December 2018 from Grove Atlantic. We love Val McDermid. She writes some of the darkest, creepiest Scotland-set mysteries you could come upon, and she...
Wait, are there audio versions?
...is the jolliest and most pleasant of ladies. And so, if you haven't read her, you should. And if you are a longtime fan, put this on your wish list.
Restless.
The last publisher we talked to was a
relative... Who talked to us.
Who talked to us. Sorry, the last publisher that we listened to was a newish nonprofit called Restless Books, an international publisher for A World in Motion. Most of their things are works in translation, and they've been around, did they say they'd been around for 10 years?
Yeah.
5 years or 10 years, one of those divisions, and it was nice to learn about them.
The one that caught my attention was The Body Papers, a memoir by Grace Taliesin, which is coming out in April, and it won the Restless Books Prize for New Immigrant Writing. It is an exploration of her experience with sexual abuse, depression, cancer, and life as a Filipino immigrant, supplemented with government documents, medical records, and family photos.
So a light and fluffy piece.
Well, not light and fluffy, but it's got the ephemera, so it's called the body papers, and these are all the papers that have to do with the experiences she's talking about. So it's, like, not quite epistolary, but it's got that other stuff, which I think is a very interesting way to do it.
It sounds good. I like the cover of The Casket of Time by Andri Schneer Magnusson, translated from the Icelandic. And it says it's an entrancing reimagining of Sleeping Beauty for today's troubled planet, a fantastical adventure, time travel, and environmental calamity. The cover in this little thumbnail reminds me vaguely of Over the Garden Wall.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's accurate, and I apologize if it is misleading, but that's what it made me think of, and that's why I'm mentioning it.
I thought you'd be interested in sexographies.
Yeah, but that says it's backlist, so.
Oh, well, okay.
Sexographies is translated from the Spanish, and it is by Gabriela Wiener, and she is constantly testing the limits of genre and gender. Her bravely unveiled truths could prefer to remain concealed. Daily some, life of the polymorphous may... desire to the tiring labor it's of okay. maternity. We'll just...
Hey, we made it to the end of our publishers.
Hey, you guys, we made it through.
Do you have a musical obsession, Aline?
My musical obsession continues to be Hamilton.
Okay.
Remember that time we went to see Hamilton?
I do. It was 2 weeks ago.
Today. Oh my gosh, 2 weeks ago today. I can't believe it. Changed our lives. I am returning to...
The room where it happens?
Act 2. And my musical obsession is, as you so ably stated...
Oh, I forgot!
...is the room where it happens. So thanks for that.
Sorry. Mine is the Skylar Sisters. Do you think we'll eventually have the whole soundtrack? Or will there just be a few that we've left out and that feel bad?
I don't think we're ever going to put Farmer Refuted.
No, you're right. Although I did have it stuck in my head earlier.
Right.
Do you have a not musical obsession? I'm just going to go ahead and put out Ladies in Suits as my obsession. I mean, you can also be obsessed with Ladies in Suits. I would like to be the lady in the suit, although I find them appealing.
I like Ladies in Suits too. I am obsessed right now with some upcoming travel plans that I have. I am going to the Great Midwest Readers Advisory Unconference this Friday, sponsored by Library Reads in lovely, scenic Kansas City, Missouri. So I think it's actually in Overland Park, Kansas, but I don't really know my way around Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas. They're going to pick me up at the airport and take me there, I hope, so that I don't get lost. And I'm looking forward to unconference conversations around Readers Advisory Service. We here at Bellwether Friends headquarters are currently obsessed with inclusive readers advisory, and we've been presenting on it and focusing on it, and that's going to be the thing that I bring up in the conversations that I participate
in. Ooh, I can't wait to hear.
And I hope to learn from my Midwestern colleagues.
Great. Well, can we have you report back? Or
sure, something? I'd be happy to report back.
Or we can have you and Katie report back.
Oh, hey, that might be fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we at BFHQ will miss you while you're gone. So, eat some custard and waffles for us.
Oh my God, I'm going to Waffle House, you guys. I'm totally obsessed with Waffle House. And I like Culver's concrete mixers.
Yeah.
So, we'll
see.
By
ice cream, I meant custard, obviously.
Frozen custard. Yes. I'll report back.
Okay, report back.
For sure.
Report back. We'll see if this episode may not be released before you get back.
It possibly won't, but then we can put a little editor's note in that I survived.
Great. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at Bellwether Friends, BellwetherFrnds. You can find us on Facebook. We're on Tumblr. You can look us up on iTunes and leave us a review. I'm Anna, and you can find me online at Helga Grace. HelgaGrace.
I'm Aline, and you can find me on Twitter at Surly Spice, SurlySpice.
Our in and out music was provided by Julie Jurgens. You can find her on Twitter at HimisJulie, HimisJulie.